Well, with the holidays quickly approaching, many of us, knock on wood, will be looking forward to spending time with family and friends, as well as feeling that tinge of optimism that comes with the season. That said, it's important to know that we shouldn't overburden ourselves attempting to be positive at all costs, as it might prove upsetting to others and, for that matter, detrimental to our own personal mental health. Joining us today is Mihaela Vince, public health expert for nonprofit Transamerica Institute, to discuss toxic positivity, its potentially negative impacts, how to identify it, prevent it, and for ways to cope if it should actually happen to us. So, Mihaela, let's break things down, starting with the basics in terms of what exactly is toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity is the concept that keeping exclusively positive is the way to live a fulfilled life. It's unrealistic to expect to feel happy all the time, and this standard can make us feel even worse because it forces us to repress difficult emotions by pretending to be happy when we're actually struggling. By not allowing ourselves to process our emotions, we may actually end up prolonging them, which can be really damaging.
Interesting. Well, then, could you provide us with a real-world example of this happening in day-to-day life?
Let's say that you're having a bad day and you're not being your chipper, energetic self. Your loved one comes by and says something along the lines of, "What do you have to be down about? This holiday season is too beautiful to be anything other than joyful." This may cause you to feel some shame, maybe even rage, because you don't feel supported or seen by someone that you love. Toxic positivity may seem harmless, and, you know, in some instances it might be, but it can also cause people to feel like something's wrong with them for feeling human emotions that may not be classified as positive.
So if I'm reading you correctly, toxic positivity sounds like it could actually have some fairly serious impacts. Say, for instance, someone might unconsciously be ignoring mental health issues because they believe they must carry on, you know, with a 24/7 facade of always acting positive, right?
Exactly, Al. With toxic positivity, negative emotions are construed to be bad and avoided at all costs. Instead, positivity is pushed, and real human emotion experiences are set aside, or in some instances, they're completely rejected. According to the American Psychiatric Association, stigma can actually deter a person from seeking mental health treatment. And chances are, if they believe that they must be positive at all costs, they may feel too ashamed to get help. To eliminate this concept even further, a 2020 review of 29 studies of domestic violence found that a positivity bias might even cause those who are experiencing abuse to downplay its severity and remain in those abusive relationships.
I see. So, in essence, toxic positivity can cause people to ignore real harm in order to remain or appear excessively positive, or, you know, if you will, it almost sounds Pollyannish to, you know, the nth degree, which, you know, I think any way you slice that, it just doesn't sound healthy, natural, or sustainable for that matter. Well, then, for those wondering, how can well-intentioned individuals guard against toxic positivity?
The holiday season is a happy time, but it can also be very difficult for some, especially if their loved ones aren't around to celebrate. As we interact with others during this holiday season, we should be mindful that attempts to be overly positive could end up making people feel a lot worse. Remember, what makes positivity toxic is that it dismisses authentic emotions. Instead of saying, "Don't worry, you'll get through it," or "Positive vibes only," try to say something like, "That sounds really difficult. I'm sorry you're experiencing that." This will make people feel heard and supported as opposed to disregarded and forced to have emotions that are unnatural.
All right, I get you. So, well, let's just say that we personally encounter toxic positivity in our lives. How do you recommend we go about coping with the potentially negative impacts?
Avoid blaming yourself if someone points out that you're not happy enough. During these moments, try to remove yourself from the situation and take some time to process your feelings. Not too long ago, my car broke down, and I've already put so much money into fixing it. I told a friend, and she said that I should just avoid the headaches by buying a brand new one. Although I knew she was well-meaning, I felt worse at that moment because I really like my car, even if I've already spent more than I've budgeted for. I also have other financial responsibilities that take priority right now, so I don't really have room to purchase a new one. Rather than accepting her words as fact and ignoring my feelings, I disregarded her comments and took a moment for myself, rather than pretending that everything was okay.
Well, that sounds like a sensible and healthy approach, Mihaela, but then again, you know, maybe in a perfect world, that friend would have offered to buy you a new car, right? But seriously, what other steps would you recommend here?
If you feel stifled by emotions, try to use a self-soothing strategy rather than turning to an unhealthy coping mechanism. Toxic positivity may leave us feeling unheard, angry, and upset. Try a technique to comfort your negative feelings. The Connor Integrative Health Network at University Hospitals suggests activities like listening to music, touching something comforting, and visualizing your favorite place. All activities to help soothe yourself.
Yeah, the right kind of music definitely works. And, you know, my go-to is, you know, getting outside, weather permitting, obviously, for a walk, which, you know, it energizes me with some fresh air and a chance to process, ultimately enabling me to clear my head. But that's what works for me. Now, what other constructive thoughts would you like to share with us today?
Let yourself really feel your emotions. Suppressing your emotions can have negative effects on your health. Recognizing how you feel without judging yourself is really important. You can even do this by writing in a journal or talking to someone supportive. Like the saying goes, you really need to feel it to heal it.
Feel it to heal it. You know, I really like the sound of that. And, you know, I think that honesty, you know, really comes through, and it's certainly a lot healthier than fake it till you make it. Now, those are exceptional ideas, Mihaela. Now, anything else you'd like to suggest before we wrap things up?
Toxic positivity encourages us to ignore difficult emotions, causing us to suppress them, which can potentially intensify the power of these feelings. Forcing positivity on yourself and others is not going to achieve the intended outcome, feeling better. So instead of spreading toxic positivity, we should try to spread support and validation.
Sounds like a plan. And thank you, Mihaela, for sharing your exacting research and insights with us today. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller, encouraging everyone to stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit private foundation dedicated to retirement security and the intersections of health and financial well-being. You can find our podcast on WYPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcasts, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. ClearPath, your roadmap for life, is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WYPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.